Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Have you ever felt like your peace was slipping through your fingers? Do you long for a calm that the world can't shake? What if I told you that protecting your peace isn't just possible, but it's your God-given right? My friends, today we will go on a journey to reclaim the peace that belongs to us. We'll explore how to guard our hearts and minds against the chaos of this world. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. Imagine your peace as a precious jewel, more valuable than any earthly treasure. Just as a master jeweler carefully protects and preserves a priceless gem, we must learn to safeguard our peace. This jewel of peace isn't meant to be hidden away, but to shine brightly in our lives, reflecting God's glory. In Philippians 4, verses 6 to 7, we find these powerful words: "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." This verse reminds us that true peace comes from God and surpasses all human understanding. Today, we'll learn how to tap into this divine peace and protect it fiercely. Are you ready to claim the peace that God has promised you? Let's begin our journey towards unshakable peace. I will guide you through biblical truths that will empower you to protect your peace in any circumstance. My dear friends, let's begin our journey by understanding where true peace originates. In a world full of turmoil and uncertainty, it's crucial to know the foundation of our inner calm. Peace isn't just the absence of conflict. It's the presence of something far greater. It's a divine gift, a spiritual treasure that flows from the very heart of God. In John 14, verse 27, Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." This verse reveals that the peace Jesus offers is fundamentally different from what the world provides. Worldly peace is fragile, dependent on external circumstances that can change in an instant. But the peace of God is robust, unshakable, and rooted in His unchanging nature. It's a peace that defies logic, persisting even in the midst of storms. Think about the prophet Habakkuk, who found peace in God despite impending disaster. In Habakkuk 3, verses 17 to 18, we read, "Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation." Habakkuk's circumstances were dire, yet he found joy and peace in God. This is the kind of peace we're called to protect. A peace that's not swayed by our surroundings. To truly protect our peace, we must first recognize its divine origin. It's not something we manufacture through positive thinking or self-help techniques. Rather, it's a gift we receive when we align our hearts with God's presence. In Isaiah 26, verse 3, we're promised, "You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you." This verse reveals the key to experiencing God's peace, keeping our minds focused on him. When we fix our thoughts on God's goodness, his power, and his promises, peace naturally follows. It's like tuning a radio to the right frequency. When we're tuned into God, we pick up his signal of peace. My friends, protecting your peace starts with recognizing its true source. It's not found in your bank account, your relationships, or your accomplishments. Those things can bring temporary satisfaction, but they can't provide lasting peace. True peace comes from knowing that you're loved and valued by the Creator of the heavens and the earth. It comes from understanding that no matter what happens, God is in control. In Romans 5, verse 1, we are reminded, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." This verse reminds us that our peace is rooted in our reconciliation with God through Jesus Christ. When we accept Christ's sacrifice, the barriers between us and God are removed, and we enter into a state of peace.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Peace with him. And this peace with God becomes the foundation for peace in every other area of our lives. So, my dear friends, if you want to protect your peace, start by reconnecting with its source. Spend time in God's presence, meditating on his word and soaking in his love. Let his peace fill your heart and mind, pushing out worry, fear, and anxiety. Remember, you don't have to generate this peace on your own. It's a gift from God. Your job is simply to receive it, cherish it, and let it transform your life. As you do this, you'll find that your peace becomes more resilient, able to withstand any storm. You'll discover a calmness that doesn't make sense to the world, but makes perfect sense to you. Because you know the one who calms the seas is the same one who calms your heart. Let this truth sink deep into your spirit. Your peace comes from God, and it's more powerful than anything this world can throw at you. My friends, now that we understand the source of our peace, let's explore further how to practically protect it. Think of your peace as a precious garden, filled with beautiful flowers of joy and contentment. Just as a gardener builds fences to keep out destructive pests, we must erect spiritual barriers. These barriers shield our peace from the constant attacks of worry, fear, and negativity. In Proverbs 4, verse 23, we're instructed, Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. This verse emphasizes the importance of guarding our hearts, the wellspring of our peace. We must be vigilant, constantly reinforcing the walls that protect our inner tranquility. One of the most effective ways to fortify our peace is through the power of God's Word. In Psalms 119, verse 165, we read, "Great peace have those who love your law, and nothing causes them to stumble." Immersing ourselves in Scripture builds a strong foundation for lasting peace. It's like reinforcing the walls of a fortress with unbreakable steel. When we fill our minds with God's promises, we create a barrier against anxiety and doubt. Another crucial fortification is the practice of prayer and thanksgiving. Paul advises in Philippians 4, verses 6 to 7, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Prayer connects us directly to the source of our peace, allowing God's calm and serenity to flow into our lives. Thanksgiving shifts our focus from our problems to God's faithfulness, reinforcing our peace. It's like installing a state-of-the-art security system in your home, keeping intruders at bay. We must also be mindful of the company that we keep and the influences we allow into our lives. Proverbs 13, verse 20 tells us, "He who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will be destroyed." The people we surround ourselves with can either strengthen or weaken our peace. It's easy to overlook how much our environment affects our mindset and emotions. Sometimes, even well-meaning friends can unknowingly drag us into negativity, anxiety, or gossip that disrupts our inner calm. To protect our peace, we should intentionally surround ourselves with people who encourage us, uplift us, and point us back to God's truth. Look for those who speak words of life, who inspire you to grow, and who model Christ-like love and wisdom. These are the relationships that nurture your soul and help you stay anchored in God's peace, no matter what challenges you face. It's like carefully selecting the plants you allow in your garden, ensuring they contribute to its beauty. Additionally, it's important to set healthy boundaries with those who consistently bring negativity or chaos into your life, guarding your peace as a precious gift that should not be compromised. Another important aspect of protecting our peace is learning to say no to unnecessary stress. Jesus himself often withdrew from the crowds to spend time alone with God. In Mark 6, verse 31, he says to his disciples, "Come aside by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." Setting healthy boundaries and prioritizing rest are crucial for maintaining inner peace. It's like pruning a tree, cutting away excess growth to promote overall health and stability. We must also learn to control our thought life, capturing negative thoughts before they take root. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5 instructs us to cast down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. This means actively replacing pessimistic or negative thoughts with truths from God's Word. It's like installing a filter in your mind, only allowing thoughts that align with God's peace to pass through. This practice is like installing a protective shield around your mind, allowing only those thoughts that align with God's peace to enter, while blocking out anything that threatens your inner calm. You can block negative thoughts by immediately countering them with scripture, prayer, or positive affirmations grounded in God's truth. Forgiveness is another powerful tool for protecting our peace. Holding on to grudges and resentment is like leaving the gate of your fortress wide open to enemy attacks. In Colossians 3 verse 13, we're told, "Bearing with one another and forgiving one another, if anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do." Choosing to forgive, even when it's difficult, preserves our peace and frees us from the burden of bitterness. Regular self-examination is also crucial for maintaining our peace. We need to honestly assess areas where we might be compromising our inner calm. In 2 Corinthians 13 verse 5, Paul encourages us, "Examine yourselves as to whether you are in faith. Test yourselves." This introspection helps us identify and address potential threats to our peace before they become major issues. It's like conducting regular maintenance on your home, fixing small problems before they become costly repairs. Remember, my dear friends, protecting your peace is an ongoing process. It requires vigilance, commitment, and a willingness to make tough choices. But the rewards are immeasurable. A life characterized by unshakable calm and joy. As you implement these strategies, you'll find your peace growing stronger and more resilient. You'll be able to face life's challenges with a serene confidence, knowing that your peace is securely protected. Remember, every effort you make to guard your peace is an investment in both your spiritual and natural well-being. It's a declaration that you value the gift of peace that God has given you and are committed to preserving it. So, stand firm, my friends, and let nothing steal the peace that is rightfully yours in Christ Jesus. My friends, we've explored the source of our peace and how to protect it. Now, let's look into how we can use our peace as a powerful weapon against the forces of darkness. Understand that peace isn't just a passive state of being. It's an active force that can change the world around us. In Romans 16 verse 20, we read, "And the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly." This verse reveals that peace is not weakness. It's a manifestation of God's power in our lives. When we're filled with God's peace, we become powerful forces against the enemy's schemes. Think of peace as a mighty sword, capable of cutting through lies, fear, and confusion. In Ephesians 6, verse 15, Paul describes the armor of God, saying, "And having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace." Peace is part of our spiritual armor, equipping us for battle against spiritual forces of evil. When we stand firm in God's peace, we're not easily shaken by the storms of life. Our peace becomes a testimony to the world, showing the reality of God's presence in our lives. In 1 Peter 3 verse 15, we're instructed, "But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear." Your unshakable peace will make others curious about the source of your strength. It opens doors for you to share the hope that you have in Christ with those around you. Also, our peace can be contagious, spreading to those in our sphere of influence. Proverbs 12 verse 20 tells us, "Deceit is in the heart of those who devise evil, but counselors of peace have joy." When we offer words of peace and encouragement to others, we not only uplift them, but also fill our own hearts with joy. Our peace can create an atmosphere where others feel safe, loved, and valued. It's like a bright light that dispels the darkness, making it harder for negativity to thrive. In Matthew 5, verse 9, Jesus says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God." When we actively pursue and promote peace, we reflect the character of our Heavenly Father. We become agents of reconciliation in a world torn apart by conflict and strife. Our peace can bridge divides, heal wounds, and bring hope to seemingly hopeless situations. It's a powerful antidote to the poison of hatred and bitterness that plagues our world. In Isaiah 52, verse 7, the scripture tells us, "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who proclaims peace, who brings glad tidings of good things, who proclaims salvation, who says to Zion, 'Your God reigns.'" As bearers of God's peace, we carry good news to a world desperately in need of hope. Our peace becomes a beacon, guiding others to the Prince of Peace himself. Remember, my dear friends, that your peace is not just for your own benefit. It's a weapon that God has entrusted to you for the advancement of his kingdom. When you choose peace in the face of provocation, you're fighting a spiritual battle. When you respond with calmness to chaos, you're pushing back the forces of darkness. Your peace has the power to change atmospheres, influence decisions, and transform lives. So, don't underestimate the power of the peace you carry. Wield it boldly, confidently, knowing that it's backed by the full authority of heaven. Let your peace be a force that brings healing, restoration, and hope wherever you go. As you do this, you'll find that your own peace grows stronger and deeper. For in giving peace to others, we often find that our own peace is multiplied. My friends, you are called to be more than peaceful people. You're called to be peacemakers. You're equipped to bring God's shalom, his complete peace, into every situation you face. So go forth with courage, wielding your peace as a mighty weapon against the powers of darkness. Let your life be a testament to the power of God's peace, drawing others to the light of his love. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, Creator of the heavens and the earth, and Author of peace, I come before your throne of grace with a heart full of reverence and thanksgiving. Your majesty is beyond compare. Your love is boundless and unfailing, and your wisdom is unsearchable. Who is like you, O Lord? Your power calms the raging seas, and yet your gentleness tends to the tiniest flower. Lord, you are my fortress, my deliverer, and the rock on which I stand. I thank you for the gift of life and for your peace that surpasses all understanding. I'm grateful for your constant presence in my life, guiding me through every storm. Thank you for your word that anchors my soul and your spirit that comforts my heart. I am grateful for your daily provisions and blessings. Merciful Father, I ask for forgiveness of my sins. Forgive me for the times I've allowed worry and anxiety to overshadow your peace. As you forgive me, I also forgive those who have wronged me, releasing all bitterness and resentment. Lord, I am grateful for a deeper understanding of the peace that you give. Help me to recognize it as my divine inheritance, a gift bought with the precious blood of Jesus. Help me to guard this peace diligently, building strong defenses around my heart and mind. I declare in the name of Jesus that your peace reigns supreme in my life. I rebuke every spirit of fear, anxiety, and turmoil. In the name of Jesus, I bind every force of chaos and confusion that seek to disrupt my peace. Father, empower me to be a peacemaker in this troubled world. Let your peace flow through me like a mighty river, touching every life I encounter. Use me as an instrument of your peace, bringing hope to the hopeless and comfort to the afflicted. Let my life be a testament to the power of your peace, drawing others to your loving embrace. Lord, I pray for an outpouring of your blessings upon my life. Bless me with unwavering faith that stands firm in the face of adversity. Grant me the wisdom to make choices that protect and promote your peace in my life. Heal every area of brokenness in my body, mind, and spirit that hinders the full manifestation of your peace. I pray against every attack of the enemy, whether it be sickness, disease, financial lack, or relational strife. Shield me from the fiery darts of the evil one, and let your peace be my constant guard. Almighty God, extend your protective hand over my loved ones, surrounding them with your perfect peace. Let them experience the depths of your calm and the power of your presence. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, lifting each other up before your throne of grace. Unite us in your perfect peace, breaking down walls of division and discord among us. We claim victory over every situation that threatens to rob us of your peace. We declare healing for our bodies, minds, and relationships in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for the Holy Spirit, our comforter and guide, who leads us into all peace. We ask for your divine protection, trusting that your peace will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Let us become mighty weapons in your hands, wielding peace against the forces of darkness. Empower us to stand firm in your peace, unmoved by the storms of life. Let your peace flow through us, transforming our homes, workplaces, and communities. Let your will be done on earth and in our lives as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water.